I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So
this is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. Just finished the Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch press conferences. Neither one of them really answered many questions. John Lynch just getting more politician and politician as time comes. But we're going to hear from both those. I got those clips as they were going live. We've got our practice squad probably 95% full. Players we lost, players we were keep. Still more questions out there. And a lot of the guys we got back, stellar. Absolutely stellar. Very, very 4 out of the 5. If you were watching the show live yesterday where I went through, like, these are the guys I want back on my practice squad. We got 4 out of 5. So take that for what you will. The one we miss, Cody Schrader. That seems to be the one that kind of hurts the most right now. And that's kind of paired with, well, guess what? The other rookie, Isaac Grando, he's hurt again, Kyle. the question was asked to Kyle. I'm not laughing because he's hurt. I'm laughing because he's hurt again and has been hurt most of his college career. Kyle was asked, is, you know, Isaac going to be the kick returner week one?
Well, Isaac tweaked his groin on Monday. So, you know, we're hoping to have him back next week. But he definitely, as you guys saw in the game he played, he's got a chance to do that. Same with Jake. I could say Jake is doing that right now, but we got to make sure that Isaac's healthy for next week.
Yikes. Just yikes. And so, like, the two rookies that keep getting hurt, Ricky Pearsall and Isaac Guerrero, completely different, okay? Ricky Pearsall never missed a game in college, 51 games played, whatever. Like, impressive. Awesome. He's had three injuries since he was drafted, okay? That's a little bit of a different situation. Isaac Guerrero, chronic hamstring issues, chronic soft tissue injuries. He had the terrible hamstring that was really, really bad, kept him out. It happened on the very first days of training camp. Missed all of training camp until that last week. Like, I think Isaac Guerrero maybe has practiced 5 days, maybe, from the start of training camp all the way through the preseason, like 5 days. So now, good news, running back is pretty easy to step in and fulfill whatever, but this is a big reason why they kept Patrick Taylor Jr., which a lot of people probably disagree with. And man, why do we keep Cody Schrader? We all love Cody Schrader. Well, Patrick Taylor Jr., much more reliable right now. And on top of that, you know, this is, we all know this now, Elijah Mitchell on season-ending IR because he re-hurt his hamstring Monday, the day before cuts, re-aggravated that bad boy. Ah, man, I hate that. I hate that so much. Just can't stay healthy. Cannot stay healthy. So let's talk about, let's get the negative out of the way so we can focus on the positive. Let's deal with this. We'll swallow the medicine, and then we'll move on to the positives. We didn't get everybody back. The rookie, Jared Kingston, who showed really well in preseason, but we've got a lot of guards and interior guys. He can't play center, and I think that's probably the biggest reason why, you know, he didn't. It was a gamble. We'll see if that, you know, works or not. But we lost Jared Kingston. That one just really, 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 really hurt. I thought he was going to be on the roster for sure. And whenever you keep guys like, you know, Patrick Taylor Jr., who we just mentioned, or you keep guys, you know, cross-positionally, Ambry Thomas, whatever, it's just like, ah, would have been nice. Would have been nice. But even saying that, I think it's a little bit more difficult because Ambry Thomas and John Feliciano, those are going to be moved to IR. I'm pretty sure. You got to wait a day till you can announce those things. So those haven't been announced yet. Let's say you put Ambry Thomas and John Feliciano. You cut Ambry Thomas, right? So now you get to keep what your boy Jared Kingston for one day. How do you get other guys back? So I don't know, probably could have handled it better, but it's what it is here. Let's go back to John Lynch. This is a quick clip just on him going through the players that kind of got taken away.
To lose players, I think, you know, Schrader, man, I love that kid and everything he represented. And the way he attacked it, Sammy Womack had a really good offseason, was proud of him. I think we're deeper than we've been at corner. And so those are tough decisions that you have to make. One more, Jarrett Kingston. You know, Jarrett was doing some really good things. You can't keep everyone. Really proud of this rookie draft class. You know, there's been some injuries, but I think we're getting healthy. And we got the right type of people, the right type of players that are fits here. They're going to help us a lot, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a positive and negative. You get your 53, you get your 16 practice squad. One, we get 17 practice squad. So we get 70 out of 91. We'll see how that goes. And I'm with you, Josh. Losing Jared Kingston, it sucks. It absolutely sucks. The roster manipulation, we struck out on that one. We really, really did. Because could you put Feliciano on IR beforehand and then you could have kept, you know, it's just the what it is. Samuel Womack, he's on the 53 to the Colts. Cody Schrader, 53 to the Rams. Ah, I hate that. That one pisses me off probably the most. They traded away their defensive team captain to get that spot, Cody Schrader. Yeah, I hate that. Cameron Lawtu went to the practice squad for the Browns. Jared Graham went to the Commanders practice squad there. But you only lost three players on waivers only. That you were all probably trying to get back. Jalen Graham going to the Commanders makes sense. He was an Adam Peters guy. Their linebackers are not like our linebackers who have a chance to compete there. Samuel Womack, you miss out on the special teams play. He struggled as a corner. Cam Lawtu, I don't think you really missed out on. And how do I say this? I'm not, I hope I really hope I'm not one of those guys that's like, ah, told you so. Gotcha. That's not it at all. There, me and several others were just completely out on the Cameron Latu pick from the start. And probably one of the weirdest positions for the 49ers is the tight end. Because you kept four tight ends the past two consecutive years of the initial 53. They only kept two. And it was George Kittle and Jake Tonjes, who was a surprise. Even in Lynch's words, he was a surprise. You cut everybody else. Now, the good news is you got most of them back. And you could have got Cameron Latu back, too, if you really wanted to. But that didn't happen. So let's go back to Lynch. Talk about Cameron Latu, which I like the positives he says about Cameron Latu. I 100% disagree on his evaluation in the draft of Cameron Latu, but he also talks about the other guys.
Did a great job, Matt. Had two knee surgeries in his time here, but couldn't have asked for anything more in terms of his work ethic. I think we just kind of you fall into some good players. Salbert is a guy that we went out and got in free agency. Really has been a nice find for us, both at tight end and in special teams. Jake Tonjes has been really, I'd say, a surprise and played really well. Braden Willis was a tough cut, but he's back on our practice squad. So I think there was just tough competition. And, Cam can do a lot of good things. I saw he landed in, I believe, Cleveland's practice squad. And I'm excited for him and his opportunities. I mean, the thing everyone liked about Cam coming in is he could do a little bit of everything. And it takes, I mean, I always tell players it took me until my third year to start in this league. And things went pretty well. So it happens at different times for different players. You want to be able to hold on, but when you've got a roster, sometimes you got to make tough decisions. And that was certainly a tough one because Cam gave us everything he had.
Yeah, I think the effort was pretty good. Not on special teams. It was terrible. And the idea that he was a good blocker in college, absolutely not. And I think I wrote this in my draft evaluation, the worst blocker for the tight end position I've ever graded. Like, he was just abysmal. Never even tried. Now, he did bring good effort blocking for the 49ers, Cameron Latu, but never knew where the play was. He just couldn't figure it out. It's never, the light turned on, never turned on in the head. And I wish him the best. And this hopefully will conclude our Cameron Latu kind of experiment. I hope not for the best for him, because I've said for a long time, there's a place in the NFL for Cameron Latu. He just has to go to a team that's not going to require him to be physical. Now, the Cleveland Browns, they're a heavy run team, but they have a two-tier tight end system. We do not. If you're tight end here, you play. But the good news, seems like we're getting everybody else back. You bring back Mason Plein, who I really, really like. Said for a while now, he's a year out before even being able to compete. But his ceiling's really high. He just never played football. So that's hard. You get back Braden Willis, which is gigantic. And it seems like Eric Salbert was the gentleman's agreement on, we didn't have a lot of vets cut. We had a lot of young players cut. You only get to bring back so many guys. So it does seem like Eric Salbert is going to be the guy that comes back whenever we put Ambry Thomas and John Feliciano. Who the other one is, my assumption is Rock Ya-Sin. There's been no news on these guys joining other teams. They do seem like the handshake agreements, because again, you can only do this with players that are 4+ years vetted into the NFL. So Ben Bartsch, Robbie Chosen, probably not. Chris Hubbard, probably not. T.Y. McGill, he's back on the practice squad. Brandon Parker, probably not, even though you do need another tackle. Eric Salbert, Trent Taylor's practice squad. Logan Thomas, maybe, but he's still not healthy. Shanahan said, or I think it was Shanahan or Lynch, I don't remember which one, he's still dealing with the hamstring issue. Tracy Walker's back, and this is another one of those. Adam Schefter put out there, Tracy Walker is one of our practice squad players. I'll go through the entire list of the practice squad. We currently have 16 players out of 17 signed. There's still a spot there. You get six vets. Tracy Walker is back on the 49ers practice squad, and you can announce him early because he didn't have to go through waivers. And Schefter said he's going to be elevated week one because Hufanga probably not going to play.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams 1 passing yard every week in September. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week 1. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams 1 pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
So let's transition now and let's talk about safety, namely Talanoa Hufanga, the man, the Tonga T. He's just a beast. Like, I know that we forget how good he was. All pro first year starting and had a great follow up year before he tore his ACL. I think it was against the Bucks week 10. Maybe my dates or games off, but here's what's key about Talanoa. Let's go to Kyle Shanahan first. Quick clip, just talking about the timeline, and then we'll address this and help make sense, hopefully.
Yeah, it'll be good to get him in practice today. You know, he'll go out with an individual and stuff. We won't throw him in against anybody, but he'll be able to do all the drills and stuff on air with other players and coaches for the first time. And we'll probably do the same thing tomorrow and then evaluate next week. I think Tuesday's our first day, whether we want to get him in going against anyone.
Now, real quick update just on news, which all the other shows, the 49ers shows, will focus on this. We're not going to. Kyle Shanahan, I didn't even cut this clip. I didn't even want it. But he said he hopes Brandon Ayuk practices today. Practice just started for the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk is not out there practicing. So deal with that what you will. Go to all the other shows if you want to deal with all that conjecture. I want to focus on the 70 players, actually 69, nice, that the 49ers currently have. And so that are on the field, that are practicing, that's our show. So if you want hot takes, man, you got a buffet of choices, and they are great, and I hope they make all the money in the world. I really do enjoy, and I listen to some of those shows. I just don't want to deal with that. That's not really who I want to be. So Brandon Ayuk has been cleared by medical doctors. Fines can start. They hoped he practiced today. He did it. There's wide receiver holdouts. That's a whole other thing. I'm just staying away from that. So your Ayuk talk, That's going to be out there. I love you guys, and there's nothing wrong with that. Just not really what I want to spend my time on. I want to spend my time on these guys that I got dreams freaking coming true, and that's what's up. So back to Hufanga. This dude, he's a difference maker. Now, the 49ers had that choice. Again, could have put him on PUP, just kept him on PUP. Wouldn't have counted, but he is so valuable that it's worth losing an extra player because he's an all-pro player at the back end of a defense. So my, and again, I'm sticking with this currently. I think Talanoa Hufanga comes back week three. Maybe dresses week two, but, you know, he's going to practice today. This is the 49ers way. When a player is back, they just do individual drills, which usually is about the first 20 to 25 minutes of practice. And then after that, they sit, they watch. You know, you're in the huddle, you're back, you're watching all the things, going through the calls, mental reps. But you're, you know, mental, the individual drills, not really full speed stuff. It's just not really what it is. So he'll probably be doing that for 3 to 4 days, probably this whole week. He might get some reps on one-on-ones or whatever, probably no team reps, probably this week. And so just slow, gradual, bring him back. Why is week three? One, divisional game. You're playing the Rams. And they just took Cody Schrader. So they got to pay. They got to pay. Now, sorry, man, I've kind of neglected the chat. I appreciate all the hashtag CCs. It's just so much news. So many guys I want to talk about. So I want to get through some of these. Just Tommy, don't do it. Don't burn that Ayuk jersey. Ayuk is still one of us till he's not one of us. That's just the way it goes. So, hey, Sid, how we doing? Mike, oh, my man. He says, that's one of the reasons why I'm here. Good. Josh, can't wait to get Hufanga back. What a huge difference. And to pair him, Lori, with Jair Brown, who's been such a pleasant surprise at safety, I agree with you. Oh, gosh, it's going to be incredible. It's going to be just absolutely incredible. Now, Josh, you know, he asked this question. How worried are we about Gross Matos missing week one? Shanahan was asked about defensive end depth and if he's going to add somebody. And Shanahan did the politician answer. I like who we have in the building. I think we're good. And he even added this line, even if we had an injury or two, I feel like we're fine. So, probably, and again, going back to maybe my favorite players that made the roster, Sam Ekwonu. He made the 53, not the practice squad. Robert Beal, he's there too. So that would be your Bravo group, right? So hopefully, you know, it was a week-by-week diagnosis with Yetur Gross-Matos. So let's just say hypothetically he does miss week one, which if he's not ready, don't rush him back. I'm not concerned about that. Week one, obviously you want to win it. Week one does not a season make. I know the overreactions will say it does. It's not even a conference game, let alone a divisional game. It's Monday Night Football, and it sets the tone for power rankings and blah, blah, blah. Whatever, man. Like, calm down with that. We'll spend a lot of time. All next week, we're going to be focusing mostly on the Jets and all that. Can't wait to get the film. And now that we have our practice squad, early next week, I'm going to be diving into finishing the preseason tape, every single play, every snap, offense, defense, special teams, all that. I didn't want to start that up because I didn't know who we're focusing on. Now I can watch all of the week three preseason tape and not pay attention to Cam Latu. That's a wonderful thing. That's a beautiful thing. So instead, we get to focus on the 70 players we have back, which is huge. So having said all that at defensive end, your starters, Bosa and Floyd, that's easy. Your Bravo group, if Gross-Matos is out, would be Beal and Sam Ekwonu, or call somebody up maybe. Jonathan Garvin, he's one of our practice squad guys. I'm not concerned about him. And in fact, if I had it my way, if Gross-Matos is out, I'm elevating Jonathan Garvin, and Garvin Ekwonu or Alex Barrett, who also made the practice squad, those would be my Bravo guys. You're stashing Robert Beal Jr. for the future. Who's the better football player now? Oh, Jonathan Garvin and Alex Barrett. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. I don't think Robert Beal Jr. would disagree with that. but he's growing, and his potential, his ceiling is through the roof. I just haven't seen it yet. So another one. I'm getting some where this is coming from, but that's okay. Here, anyway, I digress. This let's talk about. Yeah, I'm with you, Garvin, right here. The Jets ranked, you know, this spot or whatever. Take that for, you know, whatever. We'll deal with the Jets next week. We're not ready for that one right now. Now, let's go ahead. Let's transition. Let's go through all of these practice squad players top to bottom, and we can spend some time talking about different ones. But before we do, man, I am so excited about this year and to get all our Patreon subscribers. We're going to be the 49ersrush.com and all that stuff. We're going to be placing all of our season-long bets this next upcoming week. That's available for all of our Jerry Rice tier and above. So pumped about this. We are back, baby. Year 6 with my bookie. I love these guys. There's being a fan and enjoying your team playing, but whenever you're invested in it and you've got money on the line, it's so much more enjoyable. The highs are higher. Yeah, sometimes the lows are lower, but it's totally worth it. Trust me. And once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, but just always manage your own bets. Make sure you don't go too far with anything and consider this entertainment. But we're going to guide your hand. We help you here at the 49ers Rush. We post all of our bets and what we do every single week with the Niners over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. We got you. And my favorite thing about my bookie, there's several. Easy to get money in and out. Don't have to download an app. Whatever it is you want to bet, this player, that many carries, under carries, spread, parlays, all that stuff, it's easy. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, or just use this QR code next to me if you're watching. Use promo code 49ers, and guess what? You get a $1,000 bonus all the way up to that on your first deposit. It's incredible. All you got to do is use 49ERS. It helps the show, and trust me, you're going to have a good time. And with college football season, you can bet on that if you want to. Last year, they had some of the best odds for Michigan to win the national championship. 10 times return if you bet Michigan to win the national championship before the season started. They've got all that stuff set up there again for college football, NFL, you name it. Never miss out on the action again. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie. All right, we got breaking news. The 49ers just made 3 roster moves, much like we've been saying. So they brought back, we have the additions of Ben Bartsch, offensive line. He could play both guard spots and center. Eric Saubert, he's going to be that tight end 2 spot. This is that gentleman's agreement. And Rakia Sin. So depth at corner, depth at tight end, depth at the offensive line, all great things. Now, to make room for those players, John Feliciano on IR, just like we talked about. Ambry Thomas on IR, just like we talked about. The one player who I just brought up, Sam Ukwunu, is now waived. So a team would have to claim him. And if not, this is the extra spot on our practice squad. So now we have to wait 24 hours for Sam Ukwunu to clear waivers. If a team wants him, again, it goes through the same 1 through 31 as the draft order. And if a team wants him, they have to claim him and cut somebody else. So, again, more of this gray area. Sam Ukwunu hopefully would be brought back to the practice squad. That's where that is. So I love it. And Sam Aquino's cut, but not so fast, my friends. He'll be coming back unless he gets claimed. And if he gets claimed, that dude's going to be making some really good money. Happy for him. Move on. And the fact that now you got back Jonathan Garvin and Alex Barrett, you have 2 defensive ends on your practice squad. I want Sam Aquino back. And obviously, they value him more. Otherwise, they would put those guys on the 53-man roster. So, you know, I think you bring him back, that would be your 17th player. But I think there's room for him on the practice squad currently. And obviously, everybody's kind of landed and fulfilled their role. So there's one little spot there. So it works perfectly. I doubt they would claim somebody else and all those things. And yeah, whenever Trent Williams comes back, guess what? You have to add him to the roster. This is the difference between the holdout and the hold in. Brandon Ayuk counts against your 53. Trent Williams does not. When Trent Williams comes back, now you got to cut somebody else. My assumption would be, it wouldn't be a tackle. You only have two tackles on the roster. I think it would be somebody like a Ronnie Bell. I think it would be if Ricky Pearsall could stay healthy, get some practices, then you can move on from Ronnie Bell, some of those things. We'll see what that is. But, I'm liking the way this is shaking out. You're getting these guys back that made us scratch our head. Rockyasin, Eric Salbert, they 100% earned a spot on this roster, but you were able to kind of sneak some players by. Ambry Thomas, nobody really cares, whatever. I kind of wish they would have just done the season-ending IR with him. But now you do have good corner depth. Ambry Thomas, not the best fit, but he's on IR. And God forbid something happens at the corner position, you could bring him off. John Feliciano, he's on IR. Could have done it beforehand and maybe kept Jared Kingston. But now you don't have to bring him back. And in an ideal world, you wouldn't, right? So let's say Banks, who's coming back to practice Monday, that's huge. So I have a full week of practice before the Jets game. That's gigantic. And you've got Dominic Pooney. Those are your starters. Well, you got Nick Sakell, Samuel Womack, and Ben Bartsch backing up the inside. That's gigantic because now you just let those guys practice their spots, right? Okay, so Samuel Womack, you're backing up the right guard. Ben Bartsch, you're backing up the center. And, you know, Sakell, you're backing up the left guard. You could flip Sakell and Ben Bartsch if you wanted to, center, left guard. Those guys could play all three. So what you're doing is you're just literally, I'm going to get into my economics background right here. It's as specific job traded as possible and just interchangeable parts and all those things. That's what we're doing here. So I like it. I think, you know, these were very expected. Ben Bartsch is a little bit of a surprise because I think they want to do everything that they can to allow Nick Sakell to continue to develop. His ceiling is past Ben Bartsch, but I think Ben Bartsch probably gets those snaps before Nick Sakell. Nick Sakell is so good in the run game that it's elite, elite, elite. But pass game still a work in progress. We'll see. RTP, what's up, Matthew? Womack is gone, man. He got claimed by the Colts on their 53. Happy for him. He'll be a stud special teamer for him, and he's going to be great. So, he's gone. Let's talk one of our other big pickups. And this one I'm really excited about. I think the only outside guy that hasn't been with us. Every single player we brought back on the practice squad has been with us throughout training camp. 49ers like to keep their own. They will always choose guys that know our system over outsiders. But they picked up wide receiver Terrace Marshall Jr. out of LSU. They took him from Carolina. And I'm excited about this one. I didn't see this one coming at all. I really, really didn't. And probably the best clip from today, not the one that's going to circulate on social media, but was when John Lynch was asked about, why did you pick up Terrace Marshall? I think they posed it like, is he an Ayuk replacement, which is a silly question, but that's okay. But listen to John talk about why they got this wide receiver, Terrace Marshall Jr.
That's just a good football player. We were very fortunate to get in the building. I don't know what went on in Carolina. You know, I know that I got on the phone with Terrence along with Leonard Hankerson and Kyle and just told him about the way we do things, what we thought of him coming out of college, and that this could be a great landing spot for him. He's going to have to earn everything, but it's a fun place for receivers to come and thrive. And whatever your best is, I think you'll find it here. So we're excited for that opportunity, excited for our practice squad. It's tough to lose players, I think.
And so he kind of goes into another one. Sorry, I didn't have time to trim it. Logan says, you know, Terrace Marshall, go ball specialist. Listen to, this was my draft write-up on Terrace Marshall, who was drafted 2021. Yeah, 2021, before the draft. And so this was all just based off of, you know, our NFL draft book that we always do. 6'2", 205, ran a 4.40 40-yard dash. Yeah, 39-inch vertical, 78.1 wingspan. Like, he's got arms. 10.5 broad. I mean, 39-inch vertical, crazy. So, catch radius and body. Will be 20 when he's drafted, still very young. Drops are an issue, 12.7% drop rate, height and speed. Huge potential, but only 7 games as the guy. This is college at LSU. He stepped into the Justin Jefferson role after he was drafted. Didn't work out too well, but was a touchdown just beast. Had 23 career touchdowns, even though he was never the go-to guy there. Just a great vertical threat that finds the end zone with ease. Family, he's got a lot of NFL family members. And, you know, I put my draft grade was anywhere in the second round. My player comp was Troy Williamson going back a ways there. But he's Danny Gray. That's what he is. You know, you have the small speed guy in Jacob Cowing. That's not who Terrace Marshall is. Terrace Marshall is Danny Gray, straight line speed guy only. And huge upgrade there. Danny Gray hasn't been claimed by anybody yet. He's just sitting out there. Terrace Marshall, he started 16 games in his NFL career. Now it's for the Panthers, who have had probably the worst quarterback play in the NFL since he's been there. Played in 36 games, 64 receptions on 110 targets, 767 yards, 1 touchdown. Just never worked out. Then the new coaches come in. They've had 3 coaching regimes there since Terrace Marshall was there. And they drafted guys like Jonathan Mingo, who's the same type player. They drafted guys like Xavier Leggett, who's the same type player. So it kind of made room for him to move on because they have newer guys that this current coaching staff is in on. But just kind of see. You just see. Now, we've got way too many wide receivers. Let's just be very honest. We got 7 wide receivers on our 53. That's too many. Ayuk kind of makes that be the case. But then you also have 3 wide receivers on the 49ers practice squad. You got Tate Martin. You bring back Trent Taylor, who's just a punt returner backup. Like, let's just be very honest. Trent Taylor is just there because if for some reason the rookie, Jacob Cowing, can't handle punt return duties, Trent Taylor would be him. That's it. The wide receiver position, yeah, he knows the ball, whatever else. No, absolutely not. He's just there for that, okay? And then you got Terrace Marshall. That's 9 wide receivers on a 70-person roster. That's over 10% of our roster is wide receivers because of the Ayuk situation, because Ricky Pearsall can't get healthy. I know he's healthy now, but, like, there's just too many questions there, just way too many. But I am beyond excited and pumped up about Terrace Marshall because it costs you nothing. Get him out of practice. If he doesn't wow you early, man, you can cut him and just move on. He's not one of your guys, so he's going to have to pick it up quick. But like that's going to give the 49ers defense a really healthy look because they got a burner on the practice squad. So the scout team that's preparing the 49ers defense every week, man, you put Terrace Marshall over, just tell him do go routes. All right, that's how you get ready for Garrett Wilson. That's how you get ready for some of these players that are just burners, right? It's a positive there. I think that's a really, really big positive aside. And right here, William, yeah, maybe Marshall could improve with Purdy. Big difference going from Bryce Young to Brock Purdy. It's just a big difference there. right here, Wad, he says, where are we pre-gaming before Monday Night Football? I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure exactly what my plans are, but I'll be somewhere over tailgating and saying hi to people and all that stuff. Lori, do you think Bell will get cut? Eventually, yes. I think if you had to ask me right now, Trent Williams comes back, Bell would be the guy. That's just my own, like, that gives a little bit more time for the other wide receivers. If Pearsall could stay healthy, because like the thing about Roddy Bell is this, he plays all the wide receiver spots. He backs up the punt returner. He backs up the kick returner. He's on all the special teams. He does everything. So it's now, does he have a high ceiling? He does not. But even if you need him as a wide receiver, that dude blocks like a freaking madman. So you could at least trust that. He knows everything and he could block like crazy. The contested catches. Oh, right here. Shout out to my man, Tommy. Sorry I missed that the first time. I think I had a clip up. That's my fault. Apologies. Thank you for the super chat, Tommy. You're the best. He says, DFF is dog trash. Do they not remember? Yeah, I'm not the biggest DFF guy. I wouldn't go as far as saying dog trash. He's very bad against the run. That has been 100% accurate his entire career. Good coverage guy, good special teamer. He's going to be out there. Just rough. Just rough. And I just really hope he doesn't get that third linebacker spot. That will concern me greatly. I really hope it's D. Winters. I really hope it's Curtis Robinson. I really hope it's Tatum Bethune. These guys with promise, with upside, that are just so consistent against the run and the pass. Gosh, I hope it's one of those guys. I really, really do. Yeah, Logan. Meanwhile, Bethune is very good against the run. Yeah, they're just opposites. They're the yin and yang to just kind of everything. 49 faithful. My favorite player that made the roster this year is Conley. Earned it. Earned it. And, man, as longer this IU thing takes, Chris Conley's going to be the number three wide receiver out there week one. Just seems to be the way it is. We'll see if IU gets signed, but it doesn't really seem like something's going to be done anytime soon. Now, if you are going to some 49ers games, especially road games, you got to come party with us.
All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing until we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
And again, just so you guys know, I myself will be hosting these events. Vikings week two, Thursday night against the Seahawks in Seattle. Tampa Bay is going to be incredible week 10. You do not want to miss that one. Week 13, Sunday night football against Buffalo. Week 18, the Cardinals. That's going to be fun. Every time we go to Arizona, there's such a huge chapter there. And, you know, we just party. And last year, I think we had close to 600 people at our event there. So we're never going to miss there in Seattle. And just the chapters are just the best of the best. Not saying other chapters aren't. I'm just saying we've worked so well with them in the past. We're going to keep that thing going. That's where that's at. And again, if you want to go to the Rams game week three, which I think is going to be Hufanga's first start, go to the 49ersRush.com/Rams. Entries are $20 a piece or three entries for $50. You get two tickets. Section 236 with a pink tailgate pass. That's about $1,300 combined for that. Obviously, this is Levi South. And all the proceeds of these entries go to my man Gabe. His two-year-old son was diagnosed with leukemia. That's where that's going. So try to support a good cause. Go see a good game. If you know somebody that lives down there, do an entry. Give them the tickets just to say thanks or whatever, however you want to do that. But support a good cause. The49ersRush.com/Rams. Or just click the link in this description of the video or podcast. All right. Let's go through the entire practice squad, just 1 through 16. We still have one spot available, but here we go. Tracy Walker, he counts as one of the vet ones. You get six vets, which we haven't used most of them. And Schefter said Tracy Walker will be promoted, elevated week one if Talanoa Hufanga can't go. So that one's really, really important. Quarterback, Tanner Mordecai. Glad to get him back. And I think the 49ers in the near future, as long as Shanahan's here, will always have four quarterbacks. It just makes sense with Shanahan's just view on things. So Tanner Mordecai's back. Love that. Tay Martin, wide receiver, vet guy back that can just do it all. Special teams, check. All three wide receivers, check. Tough, great blocker, check. I prefer him over Ronnie Bell, to be honest with you, but that's okay. Take that for what you will. Veteran defensive tackle, T.Y. McGill. This is kind of where he belongs. A veteran guy that could be called up and might be called up week one. Not good play. Has like a decent game every now and then. He is a snap sponge, right? So if you're trying to keep your guys fresh, guys like T.Y. McGill can go in and get 12 snaps a game just to give breathers. That's kind of what he does at this point. Cornerback, Chase Lucas. Versatility, can play inside, outside, special teams, good. Defensive end, Jonathan Garvin, like this guy. Just showed up, played well all preseason at our weakest position, defensive end. So excited to have him out there. Really, really excited to have him out there. Evan Anderson, my number one player that I wanted back. I said Evan Anderson would be the one guy that I could have on the practice squad. We got him back. Super excited. Veteran wide receiver Trent Taylor. Don't worry about the wide receiver position. He's a special teams punt returner backup only. That's all he's going to do. Defensive end Alex Barrett. Stud. Earned a spot on the 53, if I want to be honest. Really, really did. And if Yetur Gross-Matos can't go, man, elevate this dude. God, he's so good. Really, really good. Offensive lineman Sebastian Gutierrez. They might move him to tackle. He's played tackle in the NFL. We had him at guard pretty much all of preseason training camp. But with the lack of tackles that we brought back, I think they could move Sebastian there, get him some reps out there. I think that's probably a legit possibility, but we'll see. Safety Jalen Mahoney, that was my number two most important player that we got back. Love that kid. Oh, he's so freaking good. And I got worried. The first practice squad spot was announced to Tracy Walker, the third, the vet. And I was like, oh, no. Like, does this mean we're not going to bring back Jalen Mahoney? We're safe. We're safe. That dude is a player. I'm very excited for his future. I think he has NFL player written all over him, Jalen Mahoney. Number three, my Drake Nugent. Ugh. I think I had Cody Schrader, number three, as most important, who didn't come back. We talked about him. But Drake Nugent, he was my three or four guy. Super excited about him. Center, developmental center. Here's John Lynch giving a brief comment just on Drake Nugent and how they felt about getting him back.
Drake's doing a really nice job. You know, he's showing that it's not too big for him at this level. Center's a tough position because there's a lot mentally put on him. Drake's done a really nice job there, and he'll be on our practice squad, have every opportunity to get better. But we're happy to have him in the building.
All right. So, going down this list, after Drake Nugent, you got two tight ends, Mason Plyne and Braden Willis. We kind of talked about each one of them. Wide receiver, Terrace Marshall Jr., and then your international player pathway program, who does play tackle and did play well. I think he played probably better than Brandon Parker and Chris Hubbard, but I don't think there's any chance that he'll get playing time, sadly. That's Isaac Alarcon, fun player, and he doesn't count. He's just because he cleared waivers and the NFL's doing this attempt to, you know, try to increase the marketability through the rest of the world. Take over, NFL's trying to take over everything. He is there. Doesn't take a job away from anybody. It's just an added benefit. And the 49ers are glad to have him. I think that's a very, very good thing. So let's get to a couple questions, comments. Logan, so we paid too much money for Anderson not to come back. I agree. His entire guaranteed salary is still there, checks out. Now he's on the practice squad. That's the way it's supposed to work. The way it's not supposed to work is Cody Schrader, who I believe was our second highest. Yeah. So Evan Anderson got $250,000 guaranteed. Cody Schrader got $220,000. And he is gone. G-O-N. Gone. Drake Nugent got $175,000. He's back. Tanner Mordecai, $100,000 guaranteed. He's back. Mason Plyne, $40,000. He's back. Mahoney, $27,000. He's back. Bryson Mays got cut long ago. So did Tariq Owens. So you brought back, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of your undrafted free agents. You lost 1, 2, 3, 5 out of 8. Not bad. And you lost one draft pick, Jared Kingston. So the 49ers were able to maintain majority of their rookie class, not all of it, with Kingston and Schrader being taken, the other guys didn't land anywhere. So, you know, guys like Bryson Mays, Tariq Owens, they got to wait till next year's 91 and hope they can catch on and impress. Kind of like what Shaquille Brown did for us. You know, how got cut, had to wait next year's 91, try to catch on with the NFL futures contract. That's just kind of the way that you have to do these things. And so, it's what it is. It's what it is. So let's get to a couple comments. Junior, Trent or Ayuk, who are you keeping? Only one. Trent would be the answer. definitely, especially after the draft picks and, you know, you add the context, Trent. The good news is you don't have to choose. I truly do believe eventually both these players will be on the 49ers, might be on the fifth-year option, and Ayuk ain't going to be happy with that. But at some point, you got to decide. You got to decide these things. The Trent one's difficult because his contract's huge and he has three more years on it with void years already on there. That's why they're struggling here. But hopefully they get it done. Trent Williams held out in the past, and he's missed games in the past. He held out half a year in Washington. Now, that was different reasons, but yeah, you bring back Trent. You know what? I finished recording my Trent Williams countdown episode. If you haven't caught that, please go check it out. We put in so much stinking time in that, which is fun. 91 individual episodes about every single player that was on the roster. Trent came in number 4, which, you know, Ayuk, I think, came in 9. Oh, man, I should probably have that memorized. No, Ayuk was 7. Yeah, Ayuk was 7, and Trent was 4. And I kind of had them both down a little bit lower than Ayuk would have been at 7 anyway. But I kind of had to bump down Trent Williams to 4 because he might miss some time. And the whole idea of the countdown, who's the most impactful for the 2024 season? And somebody's going to be listening to this going, no way, Trent's higher than 4. I ain't got a problem with that. I do not disagree with you. But Brock Purdy's the quarterback. He's going to be there. Nick Bosa, defensive player of the year 2 years ago at premium position. And then you got Christian McCaffrey, who was offensive player of the year. Like, this roster is stacked. And so much attention gets given to the two players who aren't there and who aren't participating. And rightfully so. They're great. Contract status, you know, and this stuff, it's a real deal. But don't forget, we do have Brock Purdy. We do have George Kittle. We do have Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, like Talanoa Hufanga, Leonard Floyd, Javon Hargrave, Devondre Campbell, Charvarius Ward, Diamond. Like, this roster is freaking loaded. Now, are they not Super Bowl favorites because two guys are holding out? Maybe, but guess what? The Super Bowl is not determined in August. It's not. It is not. It's determined in December, in January, in February. Now, you have to do what it takes to get to January. And the way that you do that is September, October, November. You guys understand what I'm saying? So, I know everybody in the media and everybody's just going to be like panic, because fear and those emotions appeal more and make people click. And that's where the money and all those things are. But I'm telling you right now, that's bullshit. And again, yeah, does it suck that they're not here? 100%. Guess how many games Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk have missed so far the 2024 season? The answer is 0. The answer is 0. It hasn't happened yet. And so we could constantly be in this state of anxiety and fear and whatever else. I say no to that. And I know I don't cuss on this show too often, but whenever I do, I mean it. And so I'm just saying, why don't we focus on some positivity, man? And this team is awesome. It's so freaking good. And so people can be upset, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being upset. I'm just sitting here telling you, if you knew this roster existed, let's change it this way. If you gave every single fan base or front office or owner and you said, hey, you could have your roster or you could have the 49ers roster, but two players are holding out. Maybe the Chiefs would be the only ones that like, okay, Patrick Mahomes not on there. Then no, we're not doing that. That's it. That is it. There is no other roster in the NFL that is even close to the competition that the 49ers have on this freaking roster. It's not close. And that's even with Trent and Ayuk in the situations they're in. Now you get them back. Yeah, that's the cherry on top. That's what we all want. I don't know. And I'm just saying. Sid, she says, John, I listened to the Ayuk video and I sensed you didn't feel great doing it. I didn't like it. She's talking about the countdown video that I already recorded. That's out there if you want to go check it out. And the hope is, you know, the Trent Williams video, I think, comes out tomorrow. I'm hoping that we get it done, and that video is reamed, is obsolete. You know what I mean? Logan Chapman, would you agree that we're a bit too top heavy compared to last year? Yes and no. We had three players claimed that we cut that other teams needed, so we might be top heavy, but I mean, we lost guys. We lost five players. Cameron Latu, Jalen Graham, Jared Keeson, Samuel Womack, Cody Schrader. These were players that, guess what? We didn't have room for. But those are teams, the Rams, right? Rams were in the playoffs last year. They took one of our guys we discarded. The Colts, pretty good team, pretty good depth. They took one of our players. Commanders, they're not very good. They took two of our players. So are we more top heavy this year? Yes. The answer is yes. But if you look across us and the rest of the NFL, no, absolutely not. Spencer Burford starts for 20 teams in the NFL. That's just factual. It's just Jordan Mason would be the starter probably on 5 to 10 teams. Like, and you could go across the line and talk about whatever positions you want. We've got a lot of guys that would start a lot of other places. So yes, we are more top heavy, and as time continues, that's going to continue to be the case because we're paying so many guys top-end money, but that's because we draft so well. So yeah, the answer is yes, but still compared to the other NFL, no. Like, you look at different teams, especially in our division. The Rams, they are way more top-heavy than the 49ers are. They do not have depth. They just traded away their defensive team captain over playing time issue. And whatever, like, that's a weird situation. And if you haven't seen Sean McVay in his press conference, literally, he didn't lose it, but like started making fun of the reporters and like asked to end it. Like, it's not going well over there. And you know, Ernest Jones, when Aaron Donald retired, he went to Ernest Jones and said, "This is your team now." He was a defensive captain, voted on by their players. They just traded him away to get him and a sixth to get a fifth round pick. It's weird. It's weird. That's a top-heavy team. You look at the Arizona Cardinals. They're not a heavy team at all. Like, their first-round pick, Darius Robinson, he's on IR. Their best pass rusher, Ojulari, is out for a while. They don't have depth behind them. They're not heavy, right? So we're top-heavy because we have great players at top. They're not there. The Seattle Seahawks, I don't know. That's a pending. We'll have to see what that team does. But we'll see. We'll see. And yeah, Logan, I'm with you. Sooner or later, you got to kick down that door. Well, guess what? You don't kick down the door in August. You don't. You have to put yourself in a way to be successful, to win division games, to win at home, to do those things. That's what you do in August and September. So yeah, we all want six. I get that. But if I'm a coach, guys, we don't get six now, okay? Right now, we focus on the Jets. We focus on Monday night. That's what we're doing. That's 12 days from now. We're John Brody, days away from getting this thing done. Ah, I can't wait. I can't wait. Whew. So, we focus on who we are. We focus on what's in front of us. That's what you do. Shanahan, one of my favorite things about this coaching staff is they don't look too far ahead. You've got to focus on the daily. And the 49ers are a very good practice team. And what I mean by that is the 49ers practice hard. You look at the NFL last year, you had the final four teams, the final two for the NFC and AFC, are like the hardest practicing teams in the NFL, period. Dan Campbell and the Lions, they've been fined for how they practice because they practice too hard. 49ers, they've been fined for how they practice too hard. Go to the AFC. The Chiefs, Andy Reid still does training camp in a dormitory. Kids, like, they're not allowed to stay. They're in bunk beds. Like, by far one of the hardest practicing teams out there. You see how much Patrick Mahomes played in the preseason? Like, we're complaining about Brock Purdy. Patrick Mahomes out there playing full halves in the preseason, right? And then who do they play? The Ravens? Yeah, Harbaugh. Good Lord. Come on, guys. Like, the 49ers are that standard. And a big reason why they've had so much regular season, you know, postseason success is because they establish who they are. The culture is physicality. The culture is meritocracy. If you don't put up, then you don't fit here. Talk about the players that we cut, right? But if you play, let's go. Let's go. You belong here. Guys like Sam Aquino, who I know is just released, but I'm telling you, he's coming back. Guys like Jake Tonjes. Like, that is awesome. Tatum Bethune. You put up whenever it's time. You bring that physicality. That's who we're going to roll with. Oh, man, I'm excited. I'm a little pumped up right now. A little too pumped up right now. Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed this show. I love this roster. Obviously, it's not perfect. Obviously, I wish we could have kept Jared Kingston. I wish we could have kept Cody Schrader. Maybe they mishandled that one. But again, we're talking about the running back five, and we're talking about our number five guard. It's frustrating, but don't let it be the reason that you're like, oh, this sucks. And like, be frustrated because, you know, we invest a lot into these guys. Shoot, man, I did all that damn research on those guys. But that's okay because it makes all the guys that we did get back, like Jalen Mahoney, like Drake Nugent, like Mason Plante, like Braden Willis, those guys, Jonathan Garvin. That's where it's at, right? Anyway, you guys are the best. Hopefully you enjoyed this show. Tomorrow morning, usually on Thursday, we do the 49ers cutback with me. We're not going to be doing that this week because I've got an early flight. I've got to get out of here. So I'm going to do a very early show. I'm going to go live in the morning. I got some stuff I want to work on. I've got some ideas that I really want to talk about. That's going to be an early show. Probably going to be around 8 a.m. We'll see if I could wait that long. But just letting you know, we'll be back there live. We've got some roster countdown videos going and all that stuff. And next week, guess what, baby? It's time for the Jets. So excited. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are back, baby. Year six with my bookie. I love these guys. There's being a fan and enjoying your team playing, but whenever you're invested in it and you've got money on the line, it's so much more enjoyable. The highs are higher. Yeah, sometimes the lows are lower, but it's totally worth it. Trust me. And once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, but just always manage your own bets. Make sure you don't go too far with anything and consider this entertainment. But we're going to guide your hand. We help you here at the 49ers Rush. We post all of our bets and what we do every single week with the Niners over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. We got you. And my favorite thing about my bookie, there's several, easy to get money in and out. Don't have to download an app. Whatever it is you want to bet, this player, that many carries, under carries, spread, parlays, all that stuff, it's easy. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, or just use this QR code next to me if you're watching. Use promo code 49ers, and guess what? You get a $1,000 bonus all the way up to that on your first deposit. It's incredible. All you got to do is use 49ERS. It helps the show, and trust me, you're going to have a good time. And with college football season, you can bet on that if you want to. Last year, they had some of the best odds for Michigan to win the national championship. 10 times return if you bet Michigan to win the national championship before the season started. They've got all that stuff set up there again for college football, NFL, you name it. Never miss out on the action again. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie.